when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the P1 Podcast with Matt and Tommy. We are back once again. It's the Miami Grand Prix Sprint Edition. Yes, back-to-back sprints. And we have got to see two sets of racing action around this glorious circuit, Tommy. But we've had our first qualifying session, and it was not too shabby, although maybe the ending was not as close as perhaps we thought it might have been.
No. But yeah, it was. I think it was surprisingly good and got us kind of guessing throughout the whole session. And weirdly, you know, the track with its flaws of kind of being, you know, rubbering in, and which unfortunately can make the racing quite challenging because of how dirty it gets offline, actually makes for quite a good, you know, qualifying, as because the track just ramps up all the time and mistakes get punished as well.
They certainly do. Let's dive straight into SQ1 then. And the five drivers out were Gasly, Zhou, Bottas, Sargeant and Albon. Big one, it's not big, I suppose, in this season. But Gasly being knocked out again is not exactly what he was hoping for in his battle against Ocon. That's all it really is in the Alpine camp, I think. They're not really battling for anything else, really, are they? And also, just going to give him a shout out. Doesn't matter how he gets there. Logan Sargeant ahead of Alex Albon, who just completely and utterly cut the life out of that chicane in the middle sector that is what quite possibly the worst couple of corners in Formula One. That just off camber, then just the massive curb. It's just horrendous to watch. And I know the drivers don't like it either. And Albon certainly doesn't like it because he's starting 20th tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't know in what world you look at the ex-Barcelona chicane and go, yeah, let's have one of those.
How do we make it worse?
Yeah, yeah, it's so clumsy and just, it doesn't, it's not even like, it's not even like a good version of challenging where it can make a, like a big mistake or stuff. It's just going to separate the cars and make it difficult to get a run down that main straight, kind of on the back straight. So, yeah, very odd. But Albon making that mistake, which meant that, yeah, Logan got his P19 because he almost channeled his inner Nicholas Latifi, and he got to see the purple sector and then a P20. Brought a tear to my eye.
It did. Remembering what a throwback. Latifi. I know, purple last sector, and Logan still managed to pop it P20 until Albon's time got deleted. And of course, you know, we're speaking about that area of the track. No one makes mistakes in that area at all. Not the next corner after that particular chicane. But hey, we'll get on to the recovery very shortly. A question from P1 Patreon member CC Hollister. Are the rumours true? Is this Logan's last race? I feel as though perhaps this has gotten slightly out of hand, these rumours. Of course, there has been this whole talk about them there being an application to the FIA for a certain driver to basically be given permission to race in Formula One. We don't know the exact time frame or anything like that, and we aren't actually given the name, but I think we can all put two and two together, and it makes Kimi Antonelli, who would need special permission from the FIA in order to race with him being 17 years old. But also, I don't know. Hasn't Toto come out and basically said that he's not looking to rush them into the car anyway? And it's
James
I don't
Vowles
know if that's
basically
just,
said also
James
that,
Vowles.
James Vowles said that we've got a lot of different options, and we're talking to lots of different drivers about 2025 and 2026. So
apparently not now.
Well, look, Logan P19 outqualified Albon. It was clear enough to make Vowles change his mind and go, you know what, we'll give Logan another chance.
I'm convinced Logan said, look, let me beat Albon in this session and then I get the rest of the season. And he was like, all right, yeah, no worries. Shook hands. Oh, no. We'll see, though. I feel like it might be a little bit trigger happy to see Logan's last race be this one, but we shall see. It depends how he performs, I suppose. And maybe he is very much just on his last chance. Let's go to SQ2 now then. And the five drivers out were Russell, Hamilton, Ocon, Magnussen and Tsunoda. Both Mercedes out, despite bringing upgrades themselves, a new floor, and, yeah, hoping perhaps to make a step forward. But we know with Mercedes, this year especially, that they have been very much hit or miss. The car is either working or it isn't, and I suppose with one practice session as well, exactly, and with one practice session as well, it makes it even harder to maybe find that window, that small window in the setup of their car. So both of them were out. Ocon did a good job, I think, in 13th, considering he is in a wheelie bin. Magnussen bottled what looked like a good qualifying for him after SQ1, where he was up in sort of the top five, wasn't he? Didn't even manage to flirt getting into SQ3 in the end.
Yeah, Magnussen is going to be a bit... I think he'd be very disappointed with that, because he was the one that was running, I think it was like top five in SQ1, and Hülkenberg only just made it through, and then Hülkenberg was the one that actually got into SQ3, and Magnussen sort of ended up down the order. I think it was a missed opportunity for K-Mag.
I will say, though, to K-Mag's defence, and just anyone that's making an error out there, that there were a lot of mistakes around this Miami circuit. It was not just driving round, everybody doing their optimum, and it was in pace order. There were mistakes out there. Let's not, if you look at FP1 especially, there were so many problems under braking, and I think we saw that into qualifying as well, where there were drivers making mistakes, and Magnussen clearly one of them. Another one, Yuki Tsunoda, your goat, down in 15th, after Daniel Ricciardo gets this new chassis in China, he's absolutely beasted his teammates. So what are your thoughts now, Tommy?
Yeah, Tsunoda's... I said it'd be biggest flop, saying that I think sprint seems to be
happy.
His... No, definitely not. But I kind of argue that I'm not surprised. I'm surprised at the gap, and obviously we'll get on to Ricciardo later because he did brilliantly. Tsunoda... having another shocker in a sprint weekend, it does seem that just doesn't get handle of the car when he's not had more practice sessions. It does seem to be a bit of a trend, and obviously with Ricciardo doing so well, not good for Yuki in that very very nice new V-carb livery.
Yes, a beautiful livery this weekend. We'll talk about another new livery that perhaps doesn't have as much love from either of us. But before we do, a question about Mercedes. LHS AFC44. Have Merck lost their touch? Failure to make any meaningful stride towards getting to the top, carried by Lewis, dragging the car to finish P3 last season, and the car looks worse than ever. Is the era of calling Merck a top team over? I'm not going to be as crazily knee-jerk as perhaps this statement suggests. I feel as though, yes, they have, of course, gone off the boil. They were technically maybe even the seventh fastest team for this particular session. But I still firmly believe that they will be there or thereabouts when we get to 2026 and the new regulations then. But until then, yes, I think they have lost their touch. They've lost this whole just generation of this new regs from 22... all the way through to, I think, at the end of next year, they just got it wrong. They just don't know what they're doing. And it's very clear. They've basically created a slightly better Williams from last year, where it sometimes works and a lot of the time doesn't. And this is what's happening. We're seeing both the drivers that are very talented in Russell and Hamilton struggling like no tomorrow. Yes, I would say they have lost their touch for now. I don't think that they will have lost their touch forever, but it is putting a lot of pressure on Toto, who I'm sure got very used to winning, very used to having that post-race interview about how amazing Mercedes are doing. This is where we find out how good of a team principal Toto is. Can he actually dig them out of this hole and improve when we get to 26, because I don't think I think next year's a write-off for them as well. But 26 is where it really will be telling.
Yeah, that's the problem. They're getting worse. You say, have Mercedes lost their touch? They lost their touch a long time ago. You know, 2022, they were bad, and they just seem to be getting worse. I think if you throw back to the start of 2022, when Mercedes had still, you know, had that run of all those constructors' titles, and they built obviously a not a great car. And you know, I think the key sort of moment from like, oh wow, this isn't the Mercedes, was when Hamilton got lapped by Verstappen at Imola, and that was like a wow. Imagine saying that, you know, this time last year that this would be happening. But at the same time, the narrative was always like, oh, well, it's Mercedes, they'll come back. Of course they will. Yeah. And then even last year, you know, they still finished decent in the championship, despite them, you know, slandering their own car and saying
second.
They're not doing anything. But the problem is they're miles off Red Bull. But then now they are slower than two teams with their engine. And the problem is, not all the time, but they're certainly not ahead of them comfortably at all. And the problem is, like we've said many times, they're putting on upgrades, they're doing different things, and it's not working. So they just don't understand the car at all. And they've not got this like magic fix. We've seen that people can turn it around. We saw McLaren last year be the laughing stock of the season and then end up getting consistent podiums and being the second best car by the end of the season. So it can happen. But at the moment, Mercedes just don't seem to know what they're doing in terms of like upgrading the car and getting better. It's crazy to see.
It really is. I don't think we ever thought this would happen, but then this is what happens when their era of domination ends. We've had it before, as we've mentioned in previous podcasts with Red Bull and how they fell off, and we never thought Sebastian Vettel would miss a victory ever again. And it's interesting to see how Formula One develops over the years.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination. YahooFinance.com.
This episode is sponsored by Tennis Channel Plus. Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out at the French Open for a chance to win a Grand Slam title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. See the action unfold as legends fight for glory and new rivalries emerge. Daily live coverage begins Monday, May the 20th, with match replays on demand so you never miss a moment. From the first serve to the final point, the French Open promises unforgettable moments and new chapters in tennis history. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens. Let's go to SQ3 now. And the order was Verstappen, Leclerc, Perez, Ricciardo, Sainz, Piastri, Stroll, Alonso, Norris and Hülkenberg. First question, and I think the most pressing one, comes from James Hewish. Was pole on the cards for either of the two McLarens? Yes. Especially one of the McLarens who had all of the upgrades, which was Lando Norris. Oh, God, I want to see McLaren do well. I want to see Lando do well. But it's just another thing to talk about where you go, oh, why? Why has it not come to fruition? But, you know, we were on live on Twitch, and I think I said after SQ2, I was like, oh, no, they're going to go on softs, and it's going to be a different kind of balance to the car, and it's not going to work out. And I think not only for Lando, who could have definitely got pole position, but for Oscar as well, there was a drop-off here, as you can see by them starting 6th and 9th tomorrow. But Lando made that mistake and then matched Max, I think, for the rest of the lap. So without that, he's in the hunt. And Max's lap was by no means perfect. So unfortunately, Lando, with that mistake, and it wasn't a small mistake, he finished 8/10 behind Max and is down in 9th with a car that should be right at the front, potentially challenging Red Bull, especially if you're on the mediums, which is where they were looking really strong. Thankfully, it's a small thankfully, this is sprint qualifying, and they hopefully will figure it out for the main one. But it is, and it doesn't help Lando. It doesn't, with the narrative of him, you know, throwing it away in big moments. It doesn't help with these kind of things. But what I will say is that this is sprint. There aren't that many points up for grabs. And as long as they can sort it out for tomorrow, we'll forget about this mistake. But they're going to have to turn up tomorrow and really perform.
Yeah, they do need to turn it around because they were looking very, very good on the mediums in the first two sessions. It was unbelievable what they were doing. I think they were 1-2 in SQ1, weren't they?
Yeah.
And then Lando was fastest in SQ2. So it was there. It was on, and that is what is going to be painful for McLaren fans, particularly Lando fans, because it's another moment where, you know, it's there. It's that rare moment where you can actually challenge Max Verstappen, and there is an opening and there's a chance, and it's not been taken. But yeah, they'll just have to pray that they take the opportunity tomorrow, because yeah, thankfully for them, there's a whole new opportunity again. But it is really disappointing. If you'd have said at the start that the end of the last session that they'd be 6th and 9th, you'd have gone, well, did it start raining? What you know, what happened? How are they that low down? And yeah, it's shocking.
Really is. I hope for their sake tomorrow is a better day. Next question, Menard Fan 2721. Do you think Ricciardo's struggles this season were caused by the chassis? Well, all signs point towards yes at this stage. Just purely because he gets the new chassis in China, outperforms Tsunoda. We come here at the moment and he puts in one of the best performances he's put in, if not kind of matches with Mexico, I would say. But
Mexico,
unbelievable.
Yeah.
Fourth position in qualifying in a V-carb. We're calling him V-carb now, apparently, because they've changed their logo to V-carb
now.
They
have.
Even though in the official classification it still says RB. So I don't know, but either or, the more important thing is that Daniel Ricciardo's back, Red Bull's back. No, I'm joking. But what I will say is that it's great to see him show all of his haters that are saying he's finished, that sometimes there are things, there are factors behind the scenes that we don't see that isn't just purely, perhaps, this is what it's suggesting, down to the driver. Because since that change has happened, maybe it's just completely and utterly a placebo, and
in
he's gone,
head,
well,
yeah,
we've changed the chassis, I've now got confidence, I'm going for whatever it is. It's a big improvement.
Yeah, it's impressive, because like you say, you had that change of chassis. You always hear these things, don't you, in pre-race, where it's kind of, oh, blah blah blah's got a new chassis, and you kind of go, oh, okay, is that actually going to do anything? But it has. He's looking a lot more confident, and this is an unbelievable performance to be up in fourth. You know, he's not far. There's only one place behind Perez on the grid, which is unbelievable when you think of it. And yeah, it's going to be fascinating to see what he can do for the rest of the season. And it will just be really interesting to see if it is a turning point, if it's a flash in the pan like Mexico. We won't know. But he needs to have like a run of good results now. And if he can carry on like that, it's crazy that if he carries on like this, we'll start having the conversation about, oh, could he get the Red Bull seat? Whereas literally 2 weeks ago, it was, oh, he's finished.
He's finished. Lawson's in.
Yeah, you know, Lawson's in. Cut to Lawson on the pit wall every time Danny Rick's out in Q1 or whatever. And now it's going to completely change.
Now it's going to be cutting to Lawson, and Lawson's going to be looking sad. It's a complete shift.
Going, oh, for F's sake, why are you being good now?
Yeah, why now? Please stop. But well done to Danny Rick. Couldn't be happier for him. I'm really glad that he's managed to put that performance in. Fingers crossed, you know, a few points could be on the card. It's only a sprint. It's a quick race. And if he has got genuine pace, then he might well be able to stick around that position. I imagine Carlos will probably get him, but I reckon he'd be targeting to beat the Astons for sure. But also, we do need to, as I've just mentioned, the Aston Martins.
No, we have to talk about this.
Oh my God, I've only just fully processed this. Lance Stroll has outqualified your GOAT, Fernando Alonso.
I know.
Talk to me.
Well, it's got to happen once, hasn't it?
Is that your response?
That's about it, really, yeah.
Did Fernando have an off day?
Maybe. Or Stroll had a good day. I don't know. But
you're fully depressed. All right, we can move on. It's fine.
Well done, Lance. What I will say is, while we're bantering about Alonso, like, credit to Lance, because that is a good performance after sort of deservedly getting the criticism that he did for everything that happened in China and how he conducted himself and stuff. But he's done his talking on the track after that quali, so do have to respect that. So well done.
You do. Yep. Lance out qualifying Fernando. Incredible scenes. We now move on to a question from HibsTwits03. How are we feeling about Charles Leclerc's return? To Formula One? Or I imagine the return, the recovery from spinning in FP1. I would have absolutely taken every single day of the week after seeing him sideways, red flag, out the car, to then P2. If you'd have told me P2 after that, I would have taken P4, to be honest with you. But that is an unbelievable performance from Charles. Perhaps that's what he needed, is less time in the car. And actually, he knew he was going to be quick, didn't want to give away the game plan, so he just spun it. How about
master
those?
Plan.
Yeah, I mean, he's done Carlos Sainz by 3.5 tenths. This needs to be something. Maybe there's something in this.
No, this is more the Charles Leclerc we know. I was a little bit concerned. I was a little bit concerned after
that.
Were
you concerned?
Moment.
Yeah.
Well, after SQ1, when he had a little wobble as well on his lap, and it was like, Charlie,
testing
you okay? What's going on?
Come on, testing the limit.
But this is more what we expect. You know, here, qualifying is where he really, really shines. And to put 3 tenths, over 3 tenths on Carlos, who's obviously driving really well as well, is very impressive indeed. He's, other than Daniel Ricciardo, I'd probably argue the star of qualifying.
Yep, definitely up there with maybe the Hülkenberg as well. And but yes, I'd say, yeah, Charles, considering what he put himself through that issue, but you actually watch the onboard, you're like, the guy was a passenger. He didn't even ride the curb that hard. The car just went round. And
it's not an excuse, but it is an unfortunate place to sort of have that incident where you can't do a spin turn because you're going to hit the wall. Because it's such a like weirdly sort of IndyCar-esque track bit there, isn't it? Like old school street circuit.
Certainly is, but massive, massive congratulations for Charles' comeback. And finally, question from Omakar 327-21440. How has Max got pole with a mistake and no one could catch him? Because it was difficult conditions out there. It was Max Verstappen. It looked like he, I don't know, as a guess, probably lost 2-3 tenths with that sort of trampoline effect that he got off of the most horrific chicane that we've just spoken about earlier, which, you know, it should have been Lando Norris's pole, but Lando made a mistake out there as well, as we've already spoken about. Charles, I think, lost a tenth and a tenth and a half in the first couple of corners as well. So it was just difficult conditions out there. Of course, Max literally saying lol is something I never thought I would hear in a Formula One broadcast. Max Verstappen being told he's on pole position and going, lol, where was everyone else?
You can tell he's been doing a lot of iRacing and stuff recently. He clearly just thought he was on Discord or something with that comment. But we've said this before, that there's something about, you know, Max Verstappen, and he's having a rare sort of, you know, a rare mistake. And
you could call it floppy.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is, that is how good he's been, that is almost considered like a mistake now, that he's still managed to put it first. But I will fanboy a little bit, because people don't think I'm an actual Verstappen fan. But what I would say is that in the era where Mercedes were absolutely dominant, they'd be like Red Bull are doing now. You know, they had a dominant car. They seemed absolutely untouchable. And the rare, very rare moments that Lewis Hamilton or whatever would have an off day, Max Verstappen would win the race. And, you know, he was getting 3 or 4 wins in a season where there was still one team dominating Formula One. And now Max is in that position where he's in the dominant car. It almost feels like he has these slip-ups. They're not as extreme, but where are people to capitalize? Like, why hasn't Lando capitalized? Why hasn't Perez capitalized? I can't really say it about Leclerc, and that's not just to please you, but because I think he's done a very good job there, but I don't think the Ferrari had the pace. But it does feel like that.
Why is Daniel Ricciardo not?
Yeah, why hasn't Daniel Ricciardo done it? But not even just today, just like in other situations, and it just feels like, yeah, they kind of, this is what I mean. Like, he genuinely himself probably feels that way, where he's like, lol, what, you know, how am I on pole? I can't be on pole, surely. He's almost laughing at the fact that no one's there and managed to capitalize. It's crazy.
Because I imagine that mistake that he had with the bouncing must have felt like he'd lost a huge amount of time. But alas, he is still on sprint pole, which we will get to look forward to tomorrow. Charles Leclerc on the front row, as we said. Plenty of storylines up and down the grid for, I don't know how many laps it is, but it will be a short one because it's a sprint. And then we're off into qualifying and all that good stuff. So, Tommy, what are your final thoughts?
Final thoughts are that Formula One gods, it's about time we saw Verstappen versus Leclerc on Twitch in the P1 era. And I think tomorrow we need it. Little dive bomb from Leclerc in a little race. Ooh. That'd be good.
Oh, stop it, Tommy.
It would be something to behold on Twitch,
I
think.
Oh my God, I've now got that in my imagination. So great. Well, that I cannot wait for, if that does happen. We'll be live on Twitch, Matt P1 Tommy, throughout the rest of the weekend. Every single competitive session, we will be live. And of course, every bit of podcast content and YouTube content will be in your feeds as always as well. So thank you so much to each and every one of you for the love and the support as always. And we will see you tomorrow for 2 competitive sessions. Sprint weekends. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Just realize you're a tenth off your prediction, getting Leclerc sprint.
Yes, I know. Thank you for bringing that up. 0.5 point?
Unlucky.
P1 is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.